హరే కృష్ణ. ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం దర్ ఆర్ 3 ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ గివన్ ఆన్ హౌ వితౌట్ టేకింగ్ ఇనిషియేటివ్ ఇన్ అవర్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ వీ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు కనెక్ట్ విత్ ద లార్డ్, బికమ్ అలైన్డ్ విత్ ద లార్డ్, బికమ్ సరెండర్ టు ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ఎవెన్చువలీ బికమ్ హిస్ ఎటర్నల్ సర్వెంట్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. Especially in this day and age of Kali Yuga, the famous pastime of Kali Yuga Jivas is lethargy and laziness, physical laziness, mental laziness and spiritual laziness. People are physically and mentally lazy, we know. Spiritually lazy means unwilling to think about the spiritual knowledge, understand it, apply it, take responsibility for learning and try to advance in spiritual life. So the examples are given. If you want to eat a mango, somebody gives you a mango seed. You have to sow it, water it, grow it until it becomes a big tree and produces mangoes and gives you. Similarly, you want to drink milk, then somebody gives you a cow. Then you have to bathe the cow and milk the cow and give grasses and fodder to the cow, maintain the cow, then you can drink milk. Similarly, you want to cook, you have to go to the forest and get some firewood, cut it, and then start a fire. That may be smoke. Eventually, you have to blow it and then grow the fire. It takes some time and effort. Then you can grow the fire and you can utilize it for cooking. Similarly, any good activity you want to do, one has to take initiative, subsequently face the obstacles, be persistent, patient, be enthusiastic and not give it up, and then eventually one will be able to achieve one's desired results. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna teaches us four paths. One is the path of action, and one is the path of knowledge, one is the path of concentration on the Supreme, and finally the path of love. Karma Yoga is the path of action, and Krishna teaches in the Gita, yajñārthāt karmaṇaḥ anyatra lōkoyam karma bandhanaḥ. One should act by detaching one's fruits, detaching oneself from the fruits of action by offering it to the Supreme. Very simple process. Everybody in this world has to do some work, but don't be attached to the fruits, don't misuse the fruits, offer it to Lord, he says. So as a person who does this, he continues his own rightful action and offers the fruits, that's all. And the path of knowledge, Krishna says that if you are searching for the Supreme and the cause of all causes by observing the world around you and also studying the scriptures, then after many lifetames, bhunam janmanamante jnanamanmam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudarlabha. He says you will come to the conclusion that Lord Krishna is all that is by that research. So jnanis are searching for Krishna. They have not arrived at the result yet. And then he says, then one ascends, once you have found out Krishna, then one becomes a yogi. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam sameyukta tamo matah. He says, with great shraddha, the yogi does bhajan. How? By meditating on the Lord in his heart. Because once you found out the truth, then you have to meditate on the truth in your heart. Dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yogino. And then as he keeps meditating on the Lord's form, his beauty, his sweetness, his greatness, his kindness, his well-wishing nature, everything, then the yogi falls in love with the Lord, and that is bhakti. Bhaktyamamapi janati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. He says, only by bhakti one can know me, Arjuna. Na aham vede, na tapasa, na danena, na chejjaya, shaktiye vido drashtum drishtavanasi mam yatha. He says, one doesn't need any other qualification of Veda, study of the Vedas or yajna, tana, tapa, anything. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, you'll be amazed. Lord has given us so many promises. Swarma salpamapyasya dharmasya. If you engage in this devotional path, one will not become an animal. Rather, one will become a human being and eventually get elevated to go back to Godhead. And also he is willing to forgive those who commit mistakes. Abhichet sudracharo bhajate mam ananya bhagam. And he is ready to tolerate the shortcomings of the devotee in the path of devotional life. And he is willing to offer help. Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. I will give you my mercy, Arjuna, nothing to worry. All your obstacles in your path can be cleared. Somebody may say, but I am ignorant. He says, naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya. No, he says that, tesham evanukam partham ahamajnana jamtamaha nashyami atma bhavastu jnana deepena bhasvata. Don't worry, Arjuna. If somebody cannot read the spiritual books, they are illiterates, then I, entering their hearts, destroy the darkness of ignorance and lit up the torchlight of knowledge. And then somebody may ask, okay, I have some knowledge, but I am misguided in my life, what to do? He says, tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam. I will give you the sadbuddhi by which you can come to me. Okay, Krishna, you give knowledge, you give direction, but what about my eating and sleeping, what to do? Yoga kshema mahamyaham, I will take care of it. Don't worry. But then my relatives and friends are saying that this path of bhakti is very dangerous. Anytime we can fall down, it says, kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. You ask a question, he has answer immediately. So one can do a homework of collecting all this pearl-like statements that Krishna gives in assurance to his devotees. And one should go through these statements repeatedly in one's heart and contemplate on them. If he is making so many promises, what am I doing for him? One can feel ashamed of oneself that I have not taken initiative in making sufficient effort to please him, but he is doing so much. If I take one step, he is ready to take 10 steps towards me. So by thinking like this, one's quality of japa will definitely improve by understanding his nature, because the path of bhakti is a path of love. Suddenly you cannot love God, because millions of lifetimes we have been wandering. Many times you hear about love for Krishna, you wonder, it is a phantasmagoria. It is far beyond my head. It goes bouncers over the head. But if one has to love the Lord, as I told you, there is a path of action, there is a path of knowledge, and there is a path of focus on the Supreme. But ultimately the path of love is the ultimate path, where a devotee can simply become like a child in the Lord's lotus feet. And Lord will take care of everything for a devotee. But for us to develop that fine consciousness of love for Krishna, one has to study the scripture in such a way that one should search for Krishna in the scriptures. Where is my eternal friend? You know, how did I miss him? How did I turn away from him? How can I turn towards him? And what more can I do in order to express my surrender, affection and desire to connect with him? So by thinking in this way in our life and personally applying everything that he is asking us to do, our soft heart for him will awaken, and then we will head in the direction of progressing towards the spiritual world. So the chanting of the holy name is actually the jiva's reciprocation towards Krishna's affection to him. So we are actually calling out his holy name and thanking him for everything he has promised. And we are also begging him for service. And we are also reassuring him that I will not turn away like the way I turned before. Now I am interested in you. I am taking out my early morning hours for you without sleeping till 8 o'clock. So in this way, everyday chanting is a golden opportunity for us to express our seriousness, our surrender to the Lord. And this is the best process. And Srila Prabhupada could utilize this chanting of the holy name to cleanse the heart of some of the people who had glided down to very, very lower zones in their life. So one has to develop a very firm faith in the chanting of the holy name and do it with full sense of commitment without compromise and give up the spiritual lethargy. Then the holy name will definitely act. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu ki.